إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى سيد الخلق، اللهم صل وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم لا تحرمنا شفاعته ولا تحرمنا صحبته يوم القيامة. Before I start, I just want to announce, actually, just to be careful, not you should not be parking in the wrong place. This car outside actually is going to clamp any car actually wrongly parked. So if you are not parking in the right place, please move your car now. Amma ba'd. Then, inshallah, I just want to raise some of the points in the Quran and to highlight some, as we said, maqasid of the Quran, or the purpose, objectives that has been mentioned many, many places in the Quran. The objectives is too much to mention in the khutbah, to be honest. And that's why I'm going to just highlight some of these objectives, because it's very important for us as a Muslim to understand these objectives from the Quran. And the first rule, before we get and start in this point, when you read the Quran, don't pick and choose. Do not pick and choose. So do not get what you like and then reject what you don't like, because that's totally wrong. Al Quran, the whole book, has been the main source for us as a Muslim with Sunnah. So these are the two sources for us. We should not pick and choose. You take it all of it, because picking and choosing, that means now there is a third factor comes into your mind. I like this and I don't like this, and that's called hukm al-hawa. It's up to you personally if you like it or you don't like it, and that's totally wrong. Totally wrong. You have to be sincere with yourself in the sense that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Then you have to be sincere in this one, in the sense that you take the whole Quran, whatever it's telling you to do or not to do, that's what you have to commit. If you start to pick and choose, then something wrong in your mind directly. This is one. Two, when you read the Quran, and that's the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ تَدَبُّر. Some people, they are very much keen to memorize the whole Quran. It's a very good thing. You can memorize as much as you can. But more important, what you've been ordered in the Quran, to understand what you're reading. Not just memorizing. Understand what exactly these ayat means. What exactly this surah means. What is the purpose? What is telling me to do or not to do? And if you look in the life of the Sahaba, which is these people who lived, يعني عصر الوحي, as we said, that means they've seen how ayahs, one ayah has been revealed after the other, and how these ayahs have been assembled as a surah and so on. They will first of all understand what it means to put it into action. Not rush into just memorizing the words. No, put it into action. What do I have to do? What is the purpose of this surah or this ayah mean to me as a Muslim? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ تَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنَ. Understand the words. Understand the meaning. What does that mean? And this is one of the missing values that we miss as a Muslim, to understand what it means. Some people went too much with jihad. Pick and choose some ayat that he likes. Totally wrong. Understand what the context behind every ayah. Why is this ayah? What's the story of revelation? And that's asbab al-nuzul. You have to understand, why is this one? Where is this one applicable to me or not applicable to me? Tadabbur. We need to understand Quran as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do. That tadabbur and understanding the words, you need to understand, how can I believe in Allah? What does that mean? Because to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning a lot of things inside. It's a one word that has huge meaning. It has in reality a whole, there's a whole subject. If you study Islamic studies called Tawheed. Ilm Tawheed is just to understand, when you say I believe in La ilaha illallah, what does that mean? It's a big word. And if you look actually, those people, non-believers, during Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, who rejected to be Muslims, and if you understand why these people rejected, even a lot of them, they believe that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is telling the truth. يعني Abu Jahl himself has been asked in one of his speeches, do you think Muhammad is lying? He said, مَا عَلِمْتُ عَلَيْهِ كَذِبًا. He's never lied. He has never lied. So why don't you believe him? So you see the logic behind it. They understand that they said that if I say La ilaha illallah, look at his mindset. If I say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then I commit to this, and that means I'll follow him. And that means he knows what it means. He knows the words, what it means. He's not an ignorant person in the sense that he's not stupid. He knows what it means. And that's why you as a Muslim, and we as a Muslim, we need to understand that La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, has many commitments. To me as a Muslim, to believe in La ilaha illallah, to have that dependency in Allah, to have that belief, sabr ala al-bala, patience of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me for. That's all under La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. These types of meanings and words in Quran, we need to understand it, because that is, when you read Quran, first of all, it takes you from where you are to where you should be. And this is probably the sweet when you read the Quran and you actually practice yourself to read part of the Quran every day. It takes your mind totally from where you are to where you should be. It takes you totally to this one. One of the interesting points that I found, the people that are suffering depression, they have not found somewhere to take their mindset, whatever problem they have, to think about something totally different. And I believe this one is like a river. You know, when the river flooding happens, if there is no way that you can get rid of this water, what will happen? The flood goes up and up and up and makes a big problem. That's exactly the mindset of a human being. If you cannot find a way to release your mind of whatever pressure you have, you will come across this depression. So how can I release it? Read Quran. Take your mind out of whatever you have and take your mind to a journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will always find there is an exit. There is a way out. There is a way out. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. What does that mean? If you have that piety and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will let you have an exit out of whatever depression or problems that you have. Then that means, what is the first step I have to do? I have to believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in heart. And I have to understand where what I'm going through is meant to me. It's not a coincidence. It's not something to happen that I didn't... It wasn't meant to me, and then by coincidence happens to me. It was meant to you. Anything wrong happens to you in your life, in your wife, in your money, in your children, whatever it is, it was meant to you. We have been created in this life to be tested. This is it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين. And that means you and I and all of us will be tested. And that's one of the meaning of the Quran. To know and expect a test is coming to you. How the test happens, and this is one of the skills that I want to share with each and every one. Because I've seen people, when it comes up suddenly in a problem, they are totally collapsed. You have to understand that when a test happens, two main things and two main features when a test happens. One, suddenly. You will never ever expect it. You will never ever expect it. Something wrong happens suddenly. Two, very strong. Changes to you up and down 180 degrees from where you are, where you're going to be. That's iftila'ullah. That's how it happened. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. This is exactly the scenario of test of Allah, ابتلاء Allah, sudden and strong. That's all. That's what, when that happens, look how you are going to respond to this sudden change that happens to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned these stories in Quran, mentioned a lot of different scenarios to tell you, every Muslim, the test having different scenarios. Because sometimes you think that a test is, I'll be sick, I'll lose my money, I'll lose my wife, I'll lose my children. And you're always worried about everything in life. Don't worry about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Never ever worried about these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you these things. It was given and meant given to you. But that's one side of it. You're afraid about you lose. But you never ever afraid about if I'm gain, if I'm going to be a very rich person, what is going to happen if I'm going to be healthy for a long life. You're not afraid of that, you actually wish it. But wait a minute, that's another test. That's another test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. Both sides are tests. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this side. يسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا. سبحان الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى test someone ذي القرنين, the man with the two horns mentioned in سورة الكهف. الله أعطى له, give this man التمكين في الأرض, very strong in number of soldiers, strong in power, strong in authority, huge. He could do anything. أَتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this person huge power. But look what happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this. He understood. That's ابتلاء from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a huge ابتلاء. Huge test. Because whatever power you have, what are you going to do with this power? That's the main point. Ashkur, Masrur, that means, are you going to do shukr? Well, shukr lillah is not something, a word, thank you to Allah and this is it. No, that's not. That's not shukr. A shukr lillah amal. It's an action that you have to do. It's an action that you have to do. So what I have to do to mean shukr lillah? You have to take what Allah gave you, use it for what Allah satisfies. That means you use it for the satisfaction of Allah. Admit this is from Allah, and then use it to satisfy Allah. Allahumma istakhdimna fi ta'atik. Yani may Allah use you in His obedience. That's a huge, great thing. If Allah use yourself to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the story of Prophet Ayyub. And Prophet Ayyub, of one of the grandsons of Prophet Ibrahim. يقال أنه من أصوات سيدنا يوسف والله أعلم. Prophet Ayyub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him huge given things. Farms, animals, slaves, wives, children, grandchildren, everything. Everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him huge things. But then suddenly the test started. Extremely severe test, and it suddenly happened. In one day, the farmers came back to him and told him, burglars came in, they killed all your slaves, and the thunder came and burned all your farms. In one day, the first thing, the words he said, the first thing, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's he adrak, and that means he now understood. That's a test from Allah. Allah ya'ti wa ya'khud. Allah gives you something and He has the right to take it back. Because in reality, can you get one step forward? Because in reality, you do not own anything you have. Keep in mind this. You do not own anything you have. You are a user for a certain time. It's a fact. None of us will live forever. And that means you are a user for whatever Allah gave you for a certain time. If it's been given to you, taken from you, because you're not the owner. You're just a user for a certain time. That's the purpose behind it. And Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Ayyub, the first thing he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He knows that this is the test from Allah. And now the test started and a sudden change happened. Then the second thing, so that means he lost the slaves, he lost the farms, he ordered his slaves actually to leave, he doesn't have any jobs for them. Then he got sick. Extremely sick. And the sickness has been explained in different books, in different, it was severe illness. People cannot look at his face. His body looks disgusting, his skin. Allahu A'lam, maybe it's a chicken pox, what they call it, an Arab jewelry, Allahu A'lam. But it's a severe illness. No money, no income. His wife was the only one who stands behind him, patiently. Patiently, and she started to work any place just to get some income, just to enable them to eat. وفي الحديث عن في صحيح أحمد, this extended to 18 years, this situation. 18 years, and the people said, if Ayyub must have done a huge sin and a huge mistake, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing him. Nobody said, wait a minute, Ayyub, when he was a rich man, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, is actually spending all his money. He never, when he has been rich, he always had poor people to eat with him. He always spent, he never ever actually have one set of cloth. Sorry, two sets of cloth. Only have one, because the second one is only to some people, person. He always spend it for Allah. And that's shukr. That's shukr. To express what you have, spend it for what satisfies Allah. He always did this. But that doesn't mean he's not going to be tested. He's tested. And he's tested what he has. Lost everything. For 18 years. People said that he must have done a sin. Nobody said that it must be a test. And that's where the difference. Only two people of all of his body, or all of his people, has been just visiting him every now and then. And then he started to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. And that's your dua when you are going through a difficulty. Prophet Dhunnun or Yunus, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Dua when he is in really very difficult situation, deep in the sea, في بطن الحوت, inside a whale. Subhanallah, the only way to exit out of this difficulty, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. And that dua, as ulama said, Tawheed, La ilaha illa ant, Subhanak. When you say Subhanallah, Tanzihun lillahi ala nawaqis, wa ifradun lillahi fi al-dhati wa al-sifati wa al-af'al. When you said just Subhanallah, Tanzihun lillahi ala nawaqis, يعني actually you said that Allah, you are the perfect. You are the perfect. وإفراد لله في الذات والصفات والأفعال. يعني الله, you are unique in yourself, in your actions, in your description. One dua, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. You admit your mistake, admit your sin. The same thing when Adam did the mistake, Allah asked him, he didn't argue the point. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. That's the purpose. Admit your mistake and ask Allah for forgiveness as quickly as you can. This is one of the purposes of the Quran. Never try to find an argument. Always have the understanding. You can be tested at any time, at any point, in anything. It's Allah's choice. The first thing he said, when anything wrong happens to you, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى, والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال مظلة، الطريق الوسطى هي الجادة، عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة، هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى، وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, these days that we are going through in Muslims' world in general, very difficult. Very difficult. We are now going through a test which is all types of tests. مفتلين في أنفسنا، مفتلين في حكامنا، مفتلين في الله ولعوذ بالله، يعني we've been going through a huge amount of tests. Different types of tests. But one thing has to come up in the top of your mind. Was that a coincidence? No, it was meant. It was meant to us. And you have to know that you and I have been going through a test. And that test has a purpose. The purpose is to wake us up. Wake us up in the sense that are we really believing La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in terms of action? Everybody said, yes, I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Have you done it? Have you done the actions that you should have done it? That's the point. That's the commitment when you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is to commit to these words. To commit in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. As much as you can, up to your best capabilities. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. That's the minimum you could do. That at least you admit you've done a mistake. Never ever have the thought that I'm not doing any mistakes or I'm not doing any sins. Wait a minute, have you really prayed and have you been obedient to Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves? No. No, none of us has done this. And we have to admit. To admit that we are really, really not obedient to Allah as we should have done it. And that should be a wake-up call. Every difficulty that we are going through has an exit, whatever that difficulty is. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَ وَارْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He wants to do, He will do it. He will do it. سُبْحَانَ مَنْ لَا يُعْجِزُهُ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing stopped Him. Nothing stopped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the belief as a Muslim. Allah has an endless power. Endless power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when explaining His power, He said, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Let us understand the words. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. سُبْحَانَ أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. يعني Allah wants to do something, He said كُنْ, which is equal to in English, be. Look at what after this. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ وَالْفَاء تُفِيدُ التَّتَابِعَ وَالصُّرَعَ. That means whatever Allah said happens between the two letters, كَا and نُون. By the time the noon has been pronounced, whatever Allah wants to happen, already happened. سُبْحَانَ أَنْ أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ سُبْحَانَ مَنْ يَقُولَ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And that means, whatever you are going through, everybody, personally, as an ummah, was meant to us. It's a wake-up call. Nothing is coincidence. It's a wake-up call to all of us to stand and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the best we can. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have that exit from whatever we have. A man has gone through difficulty. Came into Ali, karram Allah wajha. He asked him, I'm going through difficulty and I want some help. He said, Astaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. So he went. He did. He came back. He said, I've done it. Nothing happened. I'm still in difficulty. He said, when you do istighfar, do it with sincerity. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Imam al-Muttaqeen, he understands what it means. The man went and come back again, nothing happened. And then he said, sit down and repeat after me. When you read the dua, subhanallah, you will find how is the depth of understanding what it means by asking Allah for forgiveness. In this dua, Imam al-Muttaqeen Sayyidina Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, he gives the different types of sins that you and I can do in a very nice word. And then he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he did salah ala Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, sallu ala Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And then he admit and ask Allah for forgiveness. Allahumma kfina ma natiq wa ma la natiq. There are things that we're going through that we can stand for it. And sometimes we can collapse. Allahumma kfina ma natiq wa ma la natiq. Brothers and sisters, you have to train yourself. It's a training issue. Training, really training, to change yourself. Admit that you are doing mistakes. Admit that you have to change. Stand, do wudu, and ask Allah for forgiveness. Believe me, big change is going to happen in you. The change is going to happen first in your heart. And subhanAllah, things will start to change around you. Things will start to change around. The change happens in your heart, in everybody's heart. Then everything around you will change. Nothing is going to change around you unless you are the same person. You are doing mistakes every day exactly the same. If you stand and ask Allah for forgiveness and admit your mistakes, then things will start to change around you. Subhanallah. Man yakhsha Allah. Ulama said a very interesting word. In khifta Allah, if you are that scared and fear from Allah, Allah will make things, everything around you fear from you. Subhanallah. But you have to have that fear from Allah. You have to have that awareness of Allah in every, in your mind. Brothers and sisters, that's one of the big meanings, objectives, maqasid al-Quran, to wake you up each and every time. Never ever have the excuse that I do not read Arabic and I can't read Quran. There are lots of translations. But try to find facts. Don't go in and read Quran, and as I said before, pick and choose. Never ever do this mistake. Be sincere with yourself. What do I really need? Where are my mistakes? Ulama said an interesting thing. If you can't have a piece of paper, at the end of the day, write down your mistakes. You know it. Read it. Read your mistakes. In the day of judgment, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. In the day of judgment, you will read your mistakes. Read it now. Better than day of judgment. Read it now and admit. And ask Allah for forgiveness. Better than day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, I hope inshallah the purpose of my words are clear. And I hope inshallah we can do a change in us. The change starts in yourself, in myself. Nothing's going to change around you unless you change. Some people, when they've gone through difficulty, they are waiting. Maybe the sun is going to rise or the rain is going to come. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to change around you. You have to change. Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. You have to change, and the change is going to happen around you. That's the main point. The change has to come from you. You have to take the initiative and change yourself and obey Allah as much as you can. Pay your zakah if you haven't done it. Dawu mardakum bis-sadaqa. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us in the hadith, if you have someone sick at your home, your parents, your children, your wife, pay sadaqat. Issue whatever you have. Spend whatever you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will recover whoever is sick in your house. Just do it. Do the change. Everything will change around you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولك فاستغفروه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم تب علينا وإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اللهم وانطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرى به المقادير. اللهم اكفنا ما نطيق وما لا نطيق. اللهم اكفنا ما نطيق وما لا نطيق. اللهم صل على حبيبك ومصطفاك سيد الخلق أجمعين. اللهم لا تحرمنا شفاعته ولا تحرمنا طاعته ولا تحرمنا صحبته. اللهم أكرمنا برؤيته ولو معاتبا يا كريم. اللهم أعنا على طاعتك وطاعة حبيبك ومصطفاك أرحم الراحمين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. أعنا يا رب على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على ضعف أنفسنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يا ستار الذنوب، اللهم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب، ارحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا من المعاصي يا أرحم الراحمين، أعنا على المعاصي يا أكرم الأكرمين، جنبنا المعاصي يا أرحم الراحمين، أعنا على طاعتك يا أكرم الأكرمين، أدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. لا تحرمنا الوقوف بين يديك يا رب العالمين، لا تحرمنا الاستغفار إليك يا أكرم الأكرمين، لا تحرمنا الوقوف على بابك مستغفرين يا أرحم الراحمين. تقبلنا عندك يا رب العالمين، تقبلنا عندك مستغفرين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على حبيبك ومصطفاك صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله، وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.